Gilchrist County 911, what's the address of the emergency?
Yes, ma'am. I just shot my daughter and shot all my grandkids, and I'll be sitting on my step, and when you get here, I'm going to shoot myself.
About a week ago, Don Spirit shot his 28-year-old daughter, Sarah, and her six kids ranging in age from about a three-month-old baby to 11 years old. After calling 911 and warning the operator he would commit suicide when Gilchrist County Sheriff's deputies arrived on the scene, Don Spirit followed through and shot himself at his Bell home, as later confirmed by Sheriff Robert Schultz following the incident.
First deputy on scene made contact with the subject, who later committed suicide. Deputies searched the residence, which revealed multiple victims with apparent gunshot wounds inside the residence.
The day after the shooting, Governor Rick Scott visited the North Florida town, and speaking to reporters following a cabinet meeting Tuesday, he said he's still in contact with authorities in Bell.
I spoke to the sheriff, the superintendent, and the principal yesterday and to see if there's anything that they needed from the state. Both the superintendent and the principal said there's been a lot of grievance counselors that have come to the school because, you know, children were going to an elementary school there, and it happened after they came home, and it appears, from school that day.
As details continue to unfold, it's been discovered that 2 weeks before the shooting, someone had called the Florida Department of Children and Families Child Abuse Hotline to complain that adults in the home were using drugs in front of the kids, a claim that state child welfare officials say they had been investigating. In addition, officials say both Don Spirit and his daughter were the focus of several past abuse and neglect investigations, and now Governor Rick Scott says he has the agency looking into it.
Right now, we ought to be praying for the family. We ought to be doing everything we can for all the survivors in that community, but then do exactly what we're doing. We do a thorough investigation, you know, to understand what happened, because, you know, we don't ever want this to happen in our state again.
And Stewart Republican Representative Gail Harrell agrees. She was in charge of this year's effort in the House to overhaul DCF after a series of investigative Miami Herald reports outlined a number of child abuse-related deaths that occurred under the agency's supervision. The massive overhaul includes hiring more child protective investigators and putting together a child deaths website. It also created a team to conduct an investigation following any child death to determine the root cause of the child abuse death and report the findings.
A good example of the change that has happened is that we have this rapid response team out there doing the investigation. So we should have, within the next week or so, some preliminary indication as to what exactly went on and what went wrong. It will help us make decisions and DCF make decisions as where to go from here.
Still, she says moving forward, she expects there will be a lot of hearings when the legislature next convenes, starting with committee hearings in January. But she says for now, she's taking a wait-and-see approach as to what shakes out from the DCF probe, especially given the new law reforming the system just took effect months ago.
And if the new law is not going to address that, we need to learn about that and perhaps take further steps. But let's see what shakes out of the investigation, and also let's see how these changes in the new law could have had an impact. I think they will have a significant impact, and it makes me even more determined to move forward as we go down this road of reform and changing the whole system and making sure that the safety of the child is paramount.
In addition to DCF, local authorities are also conducting their own probe. That includes how Don Spirit had a gun with a felony record. The elder Spirit had a troubled past, which includes serving time in prison for accidentally fatally shooting his 8-year-old son in the head during a hunting trip in 2001. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.